This is Ozarks at Large. Tuesday, President Trump signed a memorandum that would exclude undocumented immigrants from being counted for the purpose of redistricting efforts next year. State legislative and congressional district boundaries are redrawn every 10 years following the U.S. Census. Arkansas United, a nonprofit immigrant advocacy group, responded to the memo by hosting a virtual press conference yesterday. Executive Director Miera Reith says the announcement is a hurdle.
But one that we refuse to let be a barrier or indication of our immigrants' need and desire to be able to participate in this process. As the immigrant rights group, though, we have to call this memo what it is. And this is a political ploy to suppress participation on behalf of the Trump administration of immigrants in this census.
Reith says the announcement creates confusion around the process. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, Arkansas has a 57% response rate, which is lower than the national rate of just over 62%. While immigrants can belong to hard-to-count communities, Reith says they've interacted with thousands of Arkansas immigrants for this year's population count.
We have already touched and supported 91,000 immigrants in Arkansas with the census. And that's despite all of these hurdles that keep being thrown at us. Obviously, we are all concerned as a state that we are only slightly over 50% in participation. So we know that there's still work to be done. But we can say that the commitment is there. The organizing is happening.
Reith and Bill Kopsky, executive director of the Arkansas Public Policy Panel, chair the subcommittee of the Arkansas Counts Complete Count Committee. The group is working to get an accurate count during the 2020 census, which Kopsky says is important in securing funding that supports all Arkansas, not just immigrants.
This will impact every aspect of community life, whether we're talking about funding for schools or roads or healthcare facilities or our political representation. An inaccurate count will result in the loss of vital funding that we need to serve vulnerable families and revive our economy, especially now as we're trying to recover from the COVID-19 disaster.
In 2019, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked the Trump administration's attempt to include a citizenship question on this year's census. While there can be concern among respondents regarding sharing personal information, Kopsky says everyone should feel safe participating in the 2020 census.
People should feel absolutely safe and secure participating in the census. The Census Bureau is not going to ask you your citizenship status, and it is illegal against federal law for them to share your individual information with any even other federal agency. And so your information, when you participate in the census, does not expose you to a citizenship check. The president is talking about some far-fetched way of merging that data with data from other institutions. But right now, the most important thing is you should feel safe and secure participating in the census and not get caught up in the fear trap he's trying to set.
Officials say the president's new effort will likely face legal challenges. In the meantime, the census can be completed by mail, phone, or online. More information available at my2020census.gov.